I tend to believe that JFK, John F. Kennedy, also might have been assassinated because wasn't he trying to nationalize currency?
Absolutely. And, you know, he did the same thing Abraham Lincoln did. John Kennedy reissued Abraham Lincoln's greenbacks. And these bills were issued outside of the Federal Reserve System. There was no debt attached to them. And it has been theorized by many that this was one of the reasons why President Kennedy was killed. But he, just like Lincoln, was surrounded by enemies. You know, they taught us, George, that Lincoln was assassinated by John Wilkes Booth as a retaliatory gesture on behalf of the South.
Right.
That would have made Booth the dumbest man in America. And Booth was not a dumb man. He was a highly trained actor. I mean, that would be like somebody like one of our Academy Award-winning actors shooting the president today. He understood, I believe, that Abraham Lincoln at that time was the only friend in the North that the South had. The rest of the War Department wanted to round up all of the Confederate generals and legislators and hang them all. Lincoln said there'll be no more killing.
Mm-hmm.
The Northern industrialists wanted to continue to plunder the South of their commodities. Lincoln would have none of it. You know, I've read every speech Abraham Lincoln has made, and one of his most famous speeches on the bank of the Ohio River, he was speaking to the Kentuckians. He told them, look, we're going to whoop your butts. And after we whip you, we're going to welcome you back into this Union like brothers. He said that you have just as good a heart in your bosom as anyone else. And he was a friend. The theme of his second inaugural address was with malice towards none. In other words, we're gonna welcome you back. We're not mad at you. And Lincoln needed money to finance the Civil War. He was broke. The country was broke then, just like it is now. So he went to the international bankers, and they wanted a very, very high rate of interest, something like 27.5%. Lincoln said, no way, I'm not going to shackle Americans to that kind of debt. So he asked Salmon Chase, what could he do to finance the Civil War? And Mr. Chase told him, that's simple. Print your own money, declare it to be legal tender, the people will accept it, they will trade with it, you can use that money to finance the Civil War, and you can go on and win. And that's exactly what he did. Those notes were called greenbacks. It worked so well during the Civil War that Lincoln wanted to continue the greenback policy after the war. This cut the international bankers out of billions and billions of dollars worth of interest.
I see. And, then he just coincidentally gets killed.
Absolutely. Same thing happened to JFK. I mean, Kennedy wanted to institute a lot of reforms that were going to compromise established institutions in this country greatly. And his policies could not be allowed to stand, in my opinion. I don't believe, I'm one of the ones that do not believe, that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. I believe that the president was murdered in Dallas, Texas, as a result of his policies.
Oh, I agree with you, too. I agree wholeheartedly with you on that. There's no doubt that Lee Harvey Oswald may have been part of it. Lee Harvey Oswald may have been told to be there. But, you know, the look on his face when he came out and said, I'm a patsy. You know, if you could string up one of these audio detectors now, my guess is that he didn't know what was going on.
I don't think so either. You know, and I'm a country boy. I'm from the South. I hunt and I fish. I only take that I'm going to, you know, eat. But I can tell you this, I don't believe that any one man could have done that shooting. You know, I handle rifles in the past, and I enjoy hunting. I'm a gun enthusiast. I don't believe that one man could have done all of that shooting. There's just no way.
Well, and also, though, when you look at the real data, the names all intertwine. I mean, come on now. I mean, all you got to do is look at Ruby knew so-and-so, so-and-so knew Oswald, and that doesn't happen by chance.
We have two official versions of the events of November 22nd. One, the Warren Commission, which the country just could not accept. Therefore, in 1978, the House Select Committee on Assassinations convened to explore the Kennedy assassination again, and they decided at that particular point that his murder was probably the result of a conspiracy. So we have two official versions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the saddest thing about it was, he was a man who the country greatly loved. I remember the Kennedy assassination as a little boy, and it's one of the things that sparked my interest into examining politics in America. He was a father. This is the saddest thing. He had two children. He had a wife and a nation that loved him or hated him. And you know, it's just like Lincoln. After Lincoln was murdered, the South realized, well, maybe we didn't hate him so bad after all.
Yeah.
And the same thing with Kennedy. A lot of his enemies realized that this was a terrible, terrible thing. And if they could do it to John F. Kennedy, then they could do it to another president in the future.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I've always believed that there is this shadow government that controls purse strings, that manipulates policy, that may do some things that I don't want to talk about on tonight's show, Andre, that may be so diabolical it would frighten most people. All for greed, all for power, all for money. And who these people are, and they continue to get away with it, manipulating governments and doing things. And I'm convinced that most presidents have no idea that this group is out there doing what it's doing. And if they do, they're probably petrified about it.
You're absolutely correct. I mean, presidents are nothing more than speech makers.
They're elected by us.
Absolutely.
They come into a system, and I think they begin to see what it is. And we're not talking about this country. And a lot of people will hear a moment like this and say, you're an American. No. People get us wrong. When we talk about government and country, I'm talking about two different things. Mm-hmm. I served 9 years in the Navy. I got down and kissed the ground of this country numerous times. My father fought in World War II. He came back injured. I'm not talking about this country. I'm talking about the government that people who can be greedy and power mongers and everything else, they're the ones that I'm trying to talk about here. And I believe that organizations like the Federal Reserve have a very secret, as you just said, when they formed this thing, they did it clandestinely, using phony names, for crying out loud. I mean, what's that all about? I think that there's a group out there that I call the Illuminati, that could be the bankers, for example, that are controlling almost everything that is happening on this planet today.
Well, groups like the Illuminati set forth a system which is maligned. There is no question about that. I mean, it's all the historical facts, and anyone can look it up. I mean, there are books and books and books that have been written on the subject, no question about it. And the saddest thing about the whole thing, George, is that the system that they have created is a monster. It's a rampaging beast that's almost totally out of control.